Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Well, good morning and welcome to Feedback for this Monday. I'm Tom King. Seth is sitting in for Jerry Bader for today and tomorrow, so I will be here taking your calls and comments on this edition of Feedback. And the phone lines are open, 715-845-2155. We can talk about anything that's on your mind. Chris had that news story about Hosni Mubarak being found not guilty and the possibility of him being returned to power by the military that, of course, has taken over passes for a government in Egypt at this point in time. Do you think that's possible? And what would that mean to the people of Egypt to see all of the things that have happened in the last year and a half there, and then all of a sudden they're back to where it was before? Kind of disheartening, I would imagine, for many people. But the question remains, will, in fact, he be returned to power? And if in fact, the people of Egypt will accept that possibility from the military. 715-845-2155. I wanted to stay a little closer to home, though, and we can talk about anything that's on your mind, so give us a call here if you have a topic you'd like to touch on. The front page of the Gannett publications yesterday, the article was entitled Ruffled Feathers, talking about a guy in Schofield, a guy named Brian Mader, who lives on Ridgeland Avenue in Schofield. He's got homing pigeons. He's got 25 homing pigeons that were used for racing purposes. 10 are retired. The other 15 he takes all over the state to compete in races. One of his neighbors, who's also a member of the Schofield City Council, doesn't like the pigeons living next door. Says they're messy, says they're dirty, says that they're basically breaking a city ordinance, that Mader is breaking the city ordinance by having the pigeons in cages in his house or in his on his property. The member of the city council apparently has used her position to get the city council to try to ban the pigeons. Sue Martell is the city council member. She and the rest of the council voted unanimously based on a recommendation from the Health and Sanitation Committee, chaired by Martell, that Mader must remove the pigeons or face fines of $114 a day. Now, the story talks about the claim by Martell that residents in her neighborhood have complained to her about the birds, asking her to get rid of them. A letter sent to Mader from the Schofield building inspector said the city is, quote, taking a proactive initiative to address a list of concerns that a citizens group has provided. And then when the building inspector was interviewed, saying, well, I've never actually heard from the citizens group referred to in the letter, but Martell told me about the group, and she is the only person who has complained to him about the pigeons. So there's a couple of issues here. One, the word foul, F-O-W-L, referred to in the Schofield city ordinances, that you are not allowed to have foul on your property. And the question of whether or not racing pigeons or homing pigeons qualify as foul under that definition. Mader says no. He believes the ordinance was meant to prohibit chickens and not pigeons, because pigeons actually, there are wild pigeons in the neighborhood that fly around. His are not wild. They are trained and they live in boxes at his house. The other issue is the fact that if, in fact, what we're reading in this story is true, a member of the Schofield City Council, using her position to basically deal with what she considers a problem neighbor and making decisions that would affect the entire city based on a situation she's having with what she considers a problem neighbor. And I would be interested in your take on either one of those issues. 715-845-2155. First of all, the keeping of fowl, F-O-W-L, in city limits. And I don't care if it's Schofield or Rothschild or Wausau or Stevens Point or Wisconsin Rapids. And I don't know exactly what the ordinances are for each of those communities, but There was a story, I think, in City Pages a while back talking about how some folks would like to keep chickens in the city of Wausau, within the city limits. Can't do it now under the ordinances, but they would like to have fresh eggs. And they would like to see the ordinance changed. Is this a totally not in my backyard syndrome where you might embrace the idea of folks having chickens and getting homemade or getting fresh eggs from their own chickens as long as the chicken coops weren't in the yard next door? And as we get closer and closer to and more people embrace the back to the land type situation when it comes to their food, knowing where their food comes from, getting their food from as close to their house as possible. We've got more and more people buying their vegetables and even meat from area farmers as opposed to going to the grocery store and buying fruits and vegetables that come halfway around the world. As more and more people embrace that, should cities and municipalities look at relaxing the ordinances and restrictions when it comes to the keeping of these kinds of animals on their property? 715-845-2155. There are other neighbors of Mr. Mader down in Schofield who have no problem with the pigeons. One neighbor is quoted as saying, "The dogs across the street make more noise than the pigeons do." And you know, that's a good argument. I mean, obviously everyone has lived, or I shouldn't say everyone, but many people have lived in a neighborhood with a barking dog or dogs that their owners do not keep quiet. And certainly that can be more annoying than many of the other situations you deal with in any particular neighborhood. Let's go to the phone here this morning, and we don't have a call screener, so we'll take the calls as they come in. Just let it ring if we don't get to you right away. All right. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Hey, this is Chris. I live in Wausau.
Yeah, Chris, what's your take on this, or what's on your mind today?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, like Robert Heinlein said in his book, "The Moon is a Harsh Mistress," like, all laws are made by one person to impose their will on another, you know. But the other thing reminds me of down south, when the baby fawn was killed by the DNR, is all these deer run around our neighborhood, so how is it pose a problem to us when a pigeon's just a dove, so we have doves around all the time. What's the big deal?
Right. Well, they fly wild in the neighborhood as opposed to these few that are being kept.
So we can live with them, but when we keep them, now it's a problem.
So you're suggesting that if someone wanted to keep deer in their backyard, you'd be okay with that? Is there a limit that has to be drawn at some point?
Well, I believe wild animals are wild animals, but people have had pigeons for thousands of years.
Right.
And even, I don't see it's a problem.
Okay. All right. I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. 715-845-2155. There was a Facebook post earlier today from Jim Rosenberg. Many people know Jim. He's was on the city council. He's on the county board. He talked about growing up in the southeast side of Wausau and that there was a guy in the neighborhood back then who kept pigeons in coops in the backyard, and nobody seemed to have a problem with that. That was, of course, years ago. Let's go back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Yeah, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, what's on your mind?
Well, it just seems like this one particular council person is, I don't want to call it Obama syndrome, but she's using her position to attack her opponents, much like our president is using the IRS, or has used the IRS to attack his opponents. And it seems that there's precedence for cities and towns passing ordinances by giving grandfathering in existing persons normally. So I don't see any problem with the guy being able to be grandfathered in since he's had these pigeons since before the ordinance was passed. And he should have a recourse to go through a process to go through to get grandfathered in.
What do you think about the idea of keeping animals like this in a city environment or, you know, on a smaller lot? If someone wanted to keep a couple of chickens for the fresh eggs, is that any different than keeping dogs and cats in your mind?
I don't see a problem with it as long as, the homeowners currently pick up after their dogs in their yard, pick up their waste. If you have, three, four chickens and you control the waste that they generate. I don't see a problem with it. You know, the fact that kids can come and see where their eggs actually come from, that they don't come from the cooler at Walmart, is a great thing.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Bye.
The one problem I would have is if somebody wants to have a rooster in the backyard, because I had a rooster. There was some people in our neighborhood that had a rooster for a while, and that thing didn't just crow in the morning. It crowed all the time. And for those of us who, you know, work weird shifts, and I understand, sleeping during the day, if you work a weird shift, you can't expect the world to stop. There's going to be noise during the day. There's going to be the garbage men coming. There's going to be whatever. People are going to be mowing their lawns. But having a rooster crow in the middle of the afternoon can be pretty annoying. I'll tell you what, let's take one more call before we take a break here. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Hi, it's Phil. Listen,
yeah.
My comments are two of them very quick. My comment is there is an axe to grind with this woman about these pigeons. There's an axe to grind.
Yep.
Plain and simple. The other point is this. I think a lot of people are really thin-skinned, and it has a lot to do with imposing their will on their neighbors. I mean, it's about the American way and to own and have our hobbies and things that we want to do. I think neighbors are just a little too thin-skinned, and they got their nose in everybody else's business. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 715-845-2155. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more. We'll take more of your phone calls. Continue to call on this or anything else that's on your mind. Give us a call. We'll be right back on WSAU.
Looking for a good deal and a great meal? Welcome to the WSAU Restaurant Spotlight, shining a light on the best that Central Wisconsin restaurants have to offer. Heard three times daily on News Talk 550 WSAU and 99.9 WSAU FM.
When was the last time you had prime rib for Sunday brunch? Been a while? Neske's at Gulliver's Landing has what you crave. This Sunday have hand-carved prime rib, made-to-order omelets, homemade dessert, and much more from 11 to 2 at the Neske's at Gulliver's Landing in Rib Mountain.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So President Obama gave a speech last Friday addressing the issue of the NSA and spying on Americans. He said, quote, if you look at reports, even the disclosures that Mr. Snowden's put forward, all the stories have been written. What you're not reading about is the government actually abusing these programs. And, you know, listening in on people's phone calls or inappropriately reading people's emails. The only problem is what he said's not true. Now, thanks to a bombshell from the Washington Post, an internal audit found, quote, that the NSA has broken privacy rules or overstepped its legal authority thousands of times each year since Congress granted the agency broad new powers in 2008. The more we learn, the more you should be concerned about your privacy.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelly.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop.
Stop
it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And we're back here on Feedback. I'm Tom King. Seth is in for Jerry Bader after 9 o'clock this morning. We're talking about the situation going on down in Schofield with some homing pigeons that a guy keeps in his yard. A member of the Schofield City Council got a law passed. Says he's got to get rid of the birds. And according to the city clerk there, city attorney has drafted a letter that they'll mail to the gentleman informing him he has 14 days to find a new home for the pigeons. Police department says they'll follow up and start issuing fines if the birds are still there. One interesting side note, he says, is that Even if he moves the birds away, they're sure to return because they're homing pigeons. We're talking about the idea of having animals outside of dogs and cats in your yard in a city environment. Let's go back to the phone here this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to? Hello. Good morning. Who are we talking to? Oh, they were there. They're not there anymore. All right. Phone lines are open. 715-845-2155. Give us a call here this morning if you would like to weigh in on this or any other topic. One interesting side note of this story is that Mr. Mater says he went to the city before he purchased his first pigeon to ask if the animals were allowed. He claims the staff member he spoke to then, whose name he can't remember, said the ordinance only listed fowl as banned from city property. Now, the argument's going to be about fowl. Katie Hoffman of the Daily Herald wrote this story, by the way, for Gannett Media. It was in the front page story in yesterday's paper. The argument now is over the definition of the word fowl, F-O-W-L, and the city officials are going by the definition of the word in the Webster's Dictionary, defining fowl as a bird of any kind. 715-845-2155. Back to the phone we go. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Ryan from Wausau.
Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind?
It sounds like this lady really got an issue other than just the guy's birds.
It does sound like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it can't just be the birds. I mean, how much of an issue are a few pigeons going to cause? Are they going to poop on her car?
Well, that's what she claims that they are, you know, making messes all over the place. Although the other neighbors in the neighborhood there are quoted as saying that they're not having a problem with the birds. And as one guy says, if I find bird poop on my car, how do I know that they came from his birds and not, you know, wild birds that are flying around the neighborhood?
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Right back to the phone we go. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
John.
Hey, John, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm missing the boat or not. I don't have your program on right now, but it sounds like you have a lot of libertarians calling in that would prefer to kind of let this person keep their pigeons or whatever. I thought it was interesting this morning. I was watching YouTube videos of the singers in the Capitol getting arrested. Not only the singers, but the observers as well.
Yeah.
I wondered what your libertarian callers thought about that.
Yeah, that's an intro. We can talk about that. Sure. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, the idea that Capitol Police are not only arresting the singers, the Solidarity singers, for not having a permit down in Madison, but arresting the people who are just standing there and watching the singers. An overreach, possibly, but there's a story out of Madison today that might enrage even the people who support Governor Walker and his policies. Apparently, the Walker administration gave the Capitol Police Chief and his top deputy double-digit pay raises after moving them on paper to fake jobs and then back to their real posts. Dave Irwin, who has overseen the crackdown on the protesters at the State House, got a salary hike of 11.7% to $111,067 a year. This is according to a report in the Journal Sentinel. His raise was possible only because Walker officials transferred Irwin on February 5th to a ghost position in the Department of Administration, and then on the same day, he was shuffled back to his real job as head of the Capitol Police Force. They took similar steps to skirt civil service salary limits for the deputy police chief as well, whose pay jumped by 14.6% to $96,048 on June 16th. Peter Fox, who served as unemployment relations secretary under former Governor Thompson, said the moves were, quote, legal, but a charade performed for favored employees. He said he was basing his comments on what he knew of state practices from his tenure more than a decade ago. He says, quote, I believe it was done while I was secretary, but I didn't like it. Fox says the transfers technically are permissible, but in my personal opinion, it violated the spirit of fairness and equity in the civil service system. For the average civil servant, this kind of thing isn't available. A Department of Administration spokeswoman, Stephanie Marquis, said that since Irwin and Black Deer are considered civil servants, neither could have received such a large pay increase without the paper transfers. She said both men remained in their police roles and did not work in the jobs to which they were supposedly transferred. So they admit it. They admit, yeah, we did this. We did this in order to give these guys a big bump in salary, gave them fake jobs on paper, moved them back to the other jobs, and that gets around the civil service rules. that were put in place, I would imagine, for a very good reason, to stop this very thing from happening. To give huge pay raises to people that you like or people that support you. And I don't care whether it's the Walker administration, the Doyle administration. Take your pick of which side of the political fence you're on. For people on the conservative side who complain that teachers are making too much or workers in the DNR are making too much, this has got to grind their chops a little bit, I would think. 715-845-2155. Then I'm going to call if you'd like to comment on it. The fact that the chief of the Capitol Police Department gets an 11.7% bump, and the deputy chief gets a 14.6% bump. And in order to get that accomplished, they move them into fake jobs and then back to their regular jobs on paper to make the raises technically legal. WSAU time is 8:28. We'll take a break on feedback here for news and come back with more. The phone lines are open. If you want to comment on that or anything else that's on your mind, now is your chance. Give us a call on feedback on WSAU.
Okay, it's time for another unfair comparison. Charter Internet versus DSL. Hey, if you're still using phone company DSL to creep around the Internet, I've got news for you. Charter Internet is 10 times faster than DSL. 10 times. Charter Internet speeds start at up to 30 megabits per second. DSL starts at only 3. So with Charter, you get an Internet connection that gives you the bandwidth to support more devices, more family members, more Internet. And with Charter's 30-day money-back guarantee, if you're not happier going faster, you can switch back to that slow phone company DSL. Like I'm really worried that might happen. You can get Charter Internet for as little as $29.99 a month for 12 months when bundled with the Charter Triple Play. No wonder Charter customer satisfaction is at an all-time high. Call 855-493-CHARTER today. That's 855-493-CHARTER. Or get full details at charter.com.
You've heard about Schultz's Recycling in Maryland.
Their prices are great and their service is fast and friendly.
Now Schultz's Recycling is opening a location in Wausau.
That's fantastic! Where is it?
Schultz's Recycling just opened their second location at 1000 McDonald Street, just off of Townline Road, west of Kraft.
Do they buy the same material as in Merrill?
Yep. If you have aluminum cans, iron, steel, aluminum, copper, brass, tin, or stainless steel scrap, bring it to Schultz's just south of Townline Road.
Schultz's services factories and businesses that generate scrap, don't they?
You're right. If your business generates scrap metal, or if you're cleaning up an old property, call Schultz's Recycling and they'll provide containers.
Well, you know what they say.
Yep. Nobody gives you more money for your metal than Schultz's Recycling in Merrill and now in Wausau.
If you're on Townline Road by Kraft, head south on Junction Street along railroad tracks and Schultz's is just down the block.
Schultz's Recycling in Wausau. Call 715-355-7667 or visit their website at schultzsrecycling.com for directions.
News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. It's 64 degrees. Sunshine will warm to the 80s today. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News. All eyes on Egypt for a couple of reasons. First, their longtime strongman, President Hosni Mubarak, who had been facing trial amid ill health on corruption charges, has been found not guilty. The question is now, will military rulers try and return him to power? The military kicked out a democratically elected president 2 months ago, and that sparked a lot of violence in the nation since. Meanwhile, there's a debate in Congress about whether financial aid to Egypt will be suspended. Members of the European Union debating the same issue as they gather today in Brussels. There's a concern from advocates for private schools in Wisconsin taking part in the school voucher program that those private schools are going to be graded by the Department of Public Instruction. Jim Bender is an advocate on the issue, and he says one concern is the Department of Public Instruction has been active against voucher program schools.
That doesn't mean you need to remove DPI from the process, but it does mean you have to add a great deal of specificity to the bill, which will eliminate their ability to manipulate data or do anything internally against the choice program.
An internal sheriff's department memo says authorities violated Ottawa County policies by not sounding warning sirens as tornadoes hit back on August 7th. Appleton Post Crescent reports that during the weekend there were problems in the county's response to five tornadoes. Those storms caused $31 million in damage. The Public Safety Committee Chairman James Duncan released a memo from the sheriff's department. It said a severe thunderstorm warning at 12:30 in the morning should have triggered sirens, but they were not sounded. In sports, join us for the Brewers and Cardinals tonight, 6:35 pregame. First pitch at 7:10 from Miller Park here on WSAU. The Brewers uncorked a clunker yesterday. They lost to the Reds 9-1 and split their four games with Cincinnati in that weekend series. Packers were preseason winners on Saturday. Pretty sharp defensive effort against the Rams. Green Bay 16, St. Louis 7. WSAU News Time is now coming up on 8:33. Let's take a look at the News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast for Central Wisconsin. Meteorologist Mark Holly says it'll be more humid today. We will have a chance of widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. That'll stay north of Wausau. Otherwise, a partly cloudy day, breezy, gust to 20 miles per hour, and highs today reaching the mid-80s. Clearing tonight with a low in the low to mid-60s, some patchy fog through the overnight. During the day tomorrow, partly cloudy and muggy with highs in the upper 80s. Some areas could break 90. Get a daily forecast to your cell phone. Text the word weather to 39327, a service of the First Weber Group and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.
Crops don't wait when equipment breaks down. You shouldn't either. United FCS understands farming, so whether it's an equipment replacement or a planned upgrade, we stand by you when you need us most. We know farming, and you know you can count on us. Call United FCS for your next equipment loan.
A cooperative devoted to the success of our members. United FCS.
Equal opportunity lender.
The refrigerator?
Yes.
Toolbox?
Yes.
The metal plate in Tom King's head?
It'll stick to that, too. If it's metal, a WSAU Packers Badgers magnet schedule will stick to it. Available now at all Marathon Savings Bank locations, Precision Glass and Door in Stevens Point, or at the WSAU Studios in downtown Owosso, or on Highway B in Plover. Never miss another game with Marathon Savings Bank, Precision Glass and Door, and News Talk 550 WSAU 99.9 WSAU FM.
Tom King may not actually have a plate in his head.
Yes, Belky, last time I checked, I don't have a plate in my head. 715-845-2155, this is Feedback. The phone lines are open. We've been talking about a couple of different topics. Let's go back to the phone here, holding on through the news. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
This is Sally.
Hi, Sally. What's on your mind?
Well, the pigeons.
Okay.
We lived right next door to the gentleman that Jamie Rosenberg was referring to. He lived a couple of blocks away.
Oh, this was back in the decades ago down on the southeast side.
Correct.
Okay.
And there was, if there would have been any mess around, we certainly would have been aware of it. And we had small children at the time, and we wouldn't have wanted to endure anything in that. And if they're properly taken care of, there is no problem.
Yeah, he suggested that it was another thing that made the neighborhood unique and that and interesting, and that we should stop trying to get rid of all of these little touches that make neighborhoods unique.
And also, I know my husband, he was in construction, went out of town a lot of times and would take a cage of them along and release them and for them to come back to this gentleman. And once a wild one died in my backyard, and, well, it scared the daylights out of me because I don't like anything feathered.
Don't?
At a distance, fine, but not close, not dead in my yard.
Okay.
And he came in and took care of it for me and that. And he was a very, very fussy elderly gentleman.
Okay. All right. I appreciate the call. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
715-845-2155. Back to the phone we go. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Good morning. You're talking to Rick.
Hey, Rick.
I live in that neighborhood. I have for over 20 years. The pigeons aren't a real issue to me.
Okay.
I think that particular neighborhood's got bigger issues. It's like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir of dogs. One starts and it takes off.
Man, that just annoys me to no end. I grant you, I try to sleep during the afternoon in many cases, but even early in the evening when I go to bed early, barking dogs, and if you don't shut them up.
Yeah, and it's, and there's a couple areas in that neighborhood that it's a block party every weekend. That the kids are running around on bikes. They've left food out in the yards. My wife and I 2 years ago went for a walk as a whole family of skunks enjoying their food at about 9 o'clock at night. So it's, I think a neighborhood, that older person needs to take a bigger walk around the neighborhood and really address some issues that are going on in that neighborhood,
well, somebody,
other than some pigeons.
Yeah, somebody suggested that there was another house in the neighborhood that has all kinds of junk in the yard that's been there for a long time.
There's a couple of them. It's, okay. And it's sad. It's like every other neighborhood in the United States. You got two, three houses in a row that are really nicely landscaped and they care about it. And then you go down a couple more houses and it's like, you know, it's junk all over.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate the call. Thanks.
You bet.
715-845-2155. We're talking about the situation with a gentleman that's owns some homing pigeons down in Schofield, and a member of the Schofield City Council is working to get rid of them and actually has gotten an ordinance passed that is going to force this gentleman to get rid of them if they don't come to some understanding with the city. Let's go back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Yeah, this is Greg from DuBay.
Hey,
I just wanted to say the caller that was complaining about the cops down there, I agree. I'm on the conservative side, and
down in Madison.
Whoever did that should be fired. And but I would also like to remind that caller and you that that story was true. I called earlier or last week about that that everything started in 08 as far as that NSA leaking goes. And I'd like to remind you and everybody else who's in charge in 08 and who added those extra things to that that surveillance policy. And,
I don't take issue with the fact that Barack Obama has changed his tune, almost a complete turnaround on surveillance. That as a senator, he was against all of this high-tech surveillance of Americans, and as president, he's been right on board with it and has actually increased it.
He's not only changed his tune, he's changed the law, because obviously before 08, they couldn't do what they're doing now. So Pelosi and the Congress changed the law in 08, and Obama was all happy for it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, there's right and there's wrong, and it's wrong about what happened in Madison with them, with the police, and that's wrong also. So, you know, you can't throw stones on one side, you know. So.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 715-845-2155. You know, for folks who think that I'm in the tank for Barack Obama and that I support him in all areas, it's just not true. There are many things that President Obama has done in his time in office that I don't agree with. And this surveillance issue is certainly one of them. The idea that all of this surveillance, the argument is, of course, that it's keeping us safer, that it catches terrorists, that yada, yada, yada. But any president, when they take office, changes their tune on some issues. That things that were easy to take pot shots at when you were a member of the House of Representatives or a senator or a governor become less clear, less black and white when you become the commander-in-chief, when you become president of the United States. I understand that you're going to change your positions on things, and you should be able to do that. I've always been really annoyed with this so-called label of flip-flopper. Now, are there politicians that change their tune on issues for political expediency? Sure. Are there politicians that change their views on certain subjects because they've actually analyzed the policy or analyzed the situation and determined that what they were against is not the way it should be, that they should go the other way on an issue, and they do it because it's what they believe in their heart? Sure. Everything is not all the same on one side or the other. And the surveillance issue is certainly the one of the things that I'm not on board with President Obama when he tries to sell this to the American people. Let's go to the phone here this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
You got Jim here.
Hey, Jim, go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yeah, on this pigeon thing, I don't know. I live in Flover, and there's an ordinance on chickens.
Uh-huh.
And I had a neighbor that had some young children, and he asked if he could have chickens in his backyard. And they told him that, you know, if they get a petition signed saying by the neighbors there that they were fine with it, it'd be great. And I went along with it. I signed the petition, and they started out with three chickens, which I thought, well, that's fine, one for each child. Well, pretty soon it grew to a dozen, and I'm all for the, you know, letting the kids learn where all this stuff comes from and stuff like that, but it got kind of out of hand. And
they let them change. They let them. They let them change the law by just a petition of the neighbors, and then they didn't put any limits. They can add as many as they want.
That's where I even went wrong myself by signing the petition. I know I learned from that. I would put a limit on it or whatever, but they didn't put no limit to it. But after the dozen were there, it did get kind of stinky on the hot days.
Sure.
And somebody must have complained because now the chickens are gone. But I lived with it. I was right next door to it, and I signed a petition. So, you know, I figured I signed it. I have to stick to it.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 715-845-2155. Yeah, there's got to be limits. I mean, if you're going to let people have these kinds of things in a city environment, there's got to be some sort of. I mean, they put limits on dogs and cats. They certainly should put limits on pigeons or chickens or whatever kind of animal you're going to have on the property. Let's go back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Tom, this is Ed from Amherst.
Ed, what's on your mind today?
Well, I had to laugh when you said he changed his position on this. Our president changed his position on surveillance.
Uh-huh.
Remember when he was campaigning, he said he was going to go through the budget line by line, item by item? When's the last time he had a budget? You can't defend him like that, Tom. Come on.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not going to be like you, Ed, and say that every problem that the United States faces can be laid on the doorstep of Barack Obama.
Oh, no. No, but he was going to be the savior, remember? He had all the good ideas. I even liked his ideas. He was going to make people responsible. What are you doing? Give them food stamps. Come on.
So you don't think that the food stamp program is necessary? You're on board with some of these Republicans that want to gut the food stamp program.
No, there are people that need help.
They're just moochers and freeloaders, according to some of these people.
That,
no, but somebody in the Republican leadership is. They say that.
Well, you should come out and try and hire people. Start in a small business and try and hire people. You'll find out what the problem is, okay?
And then the problem is Obama, according to you.
No.
No?
The people dependent on the government. They can't work for this because they can get so much in the mailbox.
I see. Okay. All right. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it. I have come out very clearly on this program against fraud and abuse in government assistance programs. And if people are sitting on the couch at home and not actively looking for a job or not trying to retrain for a different job or not using the time to get an education, that there should be limits to the government assistance that they can get. I think there are. The question is, are those laws being held accountable? That being said, I'm not going to get on board with some of these zealots in the government who basically are riding this wave of government assistance hatred to paint people that are on government assistance as freeloaders, as someone who's looking for a free lunch, as someone who will try to get away with everything they pop. Are there some of those people? Sure there are. There are people that abuse any system, regardless of what it is. Those are the people that we need to go after. Those are the people that need to be found and need to be taken off the programs and jailed if the abuse is bad enough. But the idea that you throw out the programs because some people abuse it, come on. Let's go to the phone here this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
This is Al.
Al, what's on your mind today?
Hey, we're talking about those pigeons. They're saying that the pigeons are considered foul. So anybody in Rothschild that has a parrot or a parakeet or a cockatiel in their house is against the rule.
Let me read you the ordinance here. I didn't read the whole ordinance. Here it is. No person shall bring into, keep, or maintain in the city any bees, wasps, hornets, poisonous snakes, horses, mules, ponies, donkeys, cows, pigs, goats, sheep, fowl, or any animal raised for fur-bearing purposes unless otherwise permitted elsewhere in this code. So I think, I think pet birds in a cage in your house don't qualify.
If you look up fowl in the dictionary, any bird is considered fowl.
Right. That's true.
So a parakeet or a cockatiel is fowl.
The dictionary definition also defines it as domestic animals raised. The meat of the fowls used as food. So I'm not sure, unless you're eating your parakeets, raising parakeets to eat on Ritz crackers for your hors d'oeuvres. I mean, I think there's a difference between raising chickens in your backyard and having a pet cockatiel in a cage in your house.
I don't think this guy's eating his racing pigeons.
That's true.
Either.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 715-845-2155, number to call. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more. The phone lines are open. This is Feedback on WSAU.
At the Brickner family, your family comes first. Hi, I'm Maria Brickner Olson. When the Brickners first got into the auto business in 1945, my grandfather told my father to treat our customers like family. No pressure, no hassles, no gimmicks, and give them a great price. That's how my brothers do business at Brickners of Wausau.
Now, during the tent event at Brickners of Wausau, you can drive a new Ram Quad Cab Express 4x4 for only $269 per month, loaded with options including a 5.7-liter Hemi engine and an 8-speed automatic transmission for great fuel economy. Ram 1500 is Motor Trend's 2013 Truck of the Year. Small business owners save up to an additional $1,000. It's the summer clearance event at Brickners of Wausau. Drive a Chrysler 200 Limited, the fastest growing car in its segment. It's yours for only $169 a month. 30 miles per gallon, leather heated seats, loaded with luxury.
Let the Brickner family take care of your family at Brickners of Wausau.
$29.99 due at signing, 24-month, 20,000-mile lease. Tax, license, and title extra to qualified credit.
Hi, I'm Mike Ansi with Ansi & Associates, an insurance and benefits agency with the same mission since 1946. Serve customers with integrity, innovation, and a sincere desire to build relationships that work. So in 2007, when we met Tom Helbach and his brothers, the owners of Mosinee Insurance Agency, and they shared our mission, it was only natural for us to join together to help more people.
And more Wisconsin businesses, like Associated Sales and Leasing, Nasonville Dairy, Wenzel Farms, and Gilman Cheese, just to name a few. Hi, I'm John Southworth with Ansi & Associates in Marshfield, and we're ready to help you. So if you have any insurance or benefits questions or just want to make sure you are covered appropriately, I invite you to give Ansi & Associates a call for a complimentary consultation or go to ansi.com to learn more.
For over 65 years, helping people and businesses be their best and achieve the American dream. Now that's success, and that's the Ansi way.
This is my brother, Oliver. Oliver's a really wild kid. When Oliver was born, he had a heart defect, and he had to have open heart surgery. They took him to Children's Hospital, and they fixed him up.
According to Parents Magazine, the number 4 pediatric hospital in the nation is in Milwaukee, Children's Hospital of Wisconsin.
Kids deserve the best.
Eric Holder, Hillary Clinton, the congressional Black Caucasians, and other liberals have been pushing the idea that asking people to show ID when they vote is tantamount to bringing back Jim Crow laws, which were enacted by Democrats and gotten rid of over Democrat objections. But average people who show their IDs at gas stations, department stores, bars, everywhere, I mean, never understood the fuss. Well, now the liberals have a savior. Besides Obama, the Messiah, AP discovered him in Overland Park, Kansas. Aaron Belinke, 39, computer programmer, recently moved from Seattle. His story is so compelling that everyone will finally understand why voting ID laws are so dastardly. To register to vote, Kansas requires proof of citizenship, like a birth certificate or passport. Aaron says he has those, but in order to present them, he'd have to go through boxes in his apartment and find them. And that's a bridge too far. How dare the state demand that he go through his stuff? I don't like anybody putting up barriers between me and a very basic right, he says. It's the state government saying that they don't believe me when I say I'm a citizen, and I'm offended by that. So Aaron hooked up with the ACLU to threaten the state with a lawsuit if the ID requirement is enforced. Thanks to Aaron saying enough is enough, planting the flag on his unpacked boxes, everyone will finally understand how evil Republicans are for demanding voter ID. It's just too cumbersome.
This is a special message for women over 40. Are you experiencing hot flashes or sleeplessness? How about stress or low libido? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may be experiencing hormonal imbalance due to menopause, and you qualify to receive a free sample of Amberen, a leading menopause solution that's clinically shown to help balance hormones and relieve common symptoms of menopause. Amberen has helped thousands of women finally get relief from menopause symptoms, and if you haven't tried Amberen, now's the time, because for the first time ever, you can try it completely free. All you have to do is call 1-800-418-5377 and request your free sample. There's no risk and no obligation to buy anything in the future. Want to know if Amberen can work for you? Get your free sample and find out. This is a very limited time offer, so don't wait. Call now. 1-800-418-5377. Shipping not included. Limited to one free sample per household. Call 1-800-418-5377. That's 1-800-418.
And we're back here on Feedback. I'm Tom King. Seth Mele will be in for Jerry Bader after 9 o'clock this morning. Also tomorrow before Jerry gets back from vacation. We're talking about pigeons and chickens and fowl in people's backyards. Let's go back to the phone here this morning. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Yeah, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim, what's on your mind?
You know, when I was growing up, we used to keep a lot of pigeons. And then, you know, the city kind of moved out. And there was like a written law that you could keep the homing pigeons for back in the early days. They used those for transporting or carrying messages. And, you know, I know quite a few people, Bill Clem, who... His son, and that he was a sheriff in Milwaukee County or later on, but they kept them right here in West Dallas. They kept the birds, And there always was that inclusion. Now, you know, I never saw if it was written down. I never saw it printed, but I do know quite a few people use that, and they did keep homing pigeons.
Yeah, do you think that today, in today's society, that laws are more strictly enforced than they were back in quote unquote the old days? It seems like any law, when you're talking about whether it's drunk driving laws, where you're talking about other things, that the laws back then, police, sheriff's deputies, judges, they all sort of took each case by itself kind of view of things and looked at different situations differently. Now, was there nepotism involved in many cases? Sure. If you went before a judge and they knew you or knew your parents maybe or your grandparents, they might treat you differently than someone they didn't know. I'm not sure that was a good thing, but do you think that it's that way today, that we're much more strict when it comes to some of these things, and we don't look the other way?
Well, to be honest, I think today things have turned around. They're so different that anything goes, I think, today. And, you know, back then there was a lot of people who lived in these exclusive neighborhoods. I lived out in New Berlin, and, you know, those people had some money, and some of them just, they kept the birds. They kept the birds. How? And it would hear a court case, and then once or twice it'd be in court, and it was kind of just smoothed over and forgotten about.
Was it pigeons or chickens or?
No, it was pigeons. It was pigeons. Homing pigeons. Yeah. They had to be racing homing pigeons.
Okay.
You had to have the gate and the clock to keep them. And I know that these people, like I said, exclusive neighborhoods, and they did end up, they were allowed to keep them. And of course, if someone had money and could take it to court, that might have helped too. But I did grow up, and we were always told you can keep those homing pigeons.
Yeah, okay, I appreciate the call. Thanks very much.
Sure.
I just seem to remember that I went to a pigeon race once where these guys had the homing pigeons, and these birds were trained, and they cost hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars in many cases, and they actually had races where the pigeons would start in one area and then race to wherever the finish line was. It was fairly interesting to see some of the lengths that some of these guys went to treat their pigeons. I'll tell you what, we got time for one more phone call, I think, maybe two. Let's go back to the phone. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Hi. Is this Tom King?
It is. Who's this?
This is Joan Joss calling.
Joan, what's on your mind?
I'm calling from Schofield City Council. I represent Schofield City Council.
Okay.
And I listened to all the debate this morning about the pigeon issue.
Right.
And I just wanted people to know that that ordinance has been on the book since 1987.
Mm-hmm.
He's running a business. I think Sue Martell, the council person, is being unmercifully crucified. If some of these people lived next door to him and saw their roofs being damaged by the pecking away, the noise, the defecating, I think they might have a whole different opinion.
But the story we're getting is that the other neighbors aren't complaining.
It's only
Sue Martell that's complaining.
There is a Hmong family that lives right next door to Mr. Mader who had to hire an interpreter to explain to Sue and show her what is happening on their roof. And, of course, they do not speak English, so they had to have an interpreter. There are other people complaining. If the reporter had talked to the people across the street, people kitty-corner, it was kind of picked and chosen as to who was spoken to. Naturally, some neighbors are not opposed, but there are a lot of people that are. And we are trying to do the best we can to avoid a nuisance and public health and safety issue.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call, and thanks for the feedback. Appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye.
So long. All right. Well, there's the other side of the issue that that wasn't talked about in the story, so we like to get both of those kinds of sides. We're out of time for today, though. Maybe we'll kick this around a little bit more tomorrow, or we can move on to other topics, but I'll be in for feedback tomorrow as well. Seth sitting in for Jerry Bader today and tomorrow, and he'll be coming up after the news at 9 o'clock here on WSAU.
Football fields to the college gridiron to the frozen tundra. Wisconsin's best athletes play here. I know where your team is playing this season with a WSAU Packer, Badger, and high school football pocket schedule. Brought to you by Marathon Savings Bank. Where other banks have their branches, we have our roots. And Mid-State Technical College. Pick up your pocket schedule today at any Marathon Saving Bank or Mid-State Technical College location or the WSAU studios in Wausau or Plover.
Hello, this is Brett Luck, the general manager here at WSAU. As your trusted source of business information, I feel an obligation to inform you that slow DSL internet is hindering the productivity of your business. With speeds at least 50% slower than Charter Business Internet, your employees are wasting time waiting for files to download. For example, take a fairly typical 500 meg cloud-based application. The fastest a DSL connection could download that file is over 11 minutes. But with Charter Business, it will be downloaded in a mere 40 seconds. Now that is productivity. Plus, with the fastest internet speeds available, Charter Business can ensure that your business is as productive as you need it to be. So call Charter Business today at 877-BIZ-BUNDLE to learn more about how your business can increase productivity. That's 877-249-2863. Call now, 877-BIZ-BUNDLE, and see for yourself. That's 877-249-2863. I promise it'll be worth your time.
Only a Garmin newbie gives you real directions. It's just like driving with a friend who tells you exactly where to turn by pointing out easy-to-see landmarks, buildings, and intersections, like turn left after the gas station. Get a Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS.
And that'll do it for today's edition of Feedback. Seth Mila sitting in for Jerry Bader coming up after the 9 o'clock news. Right here on WSAU.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk, 550, WSAU, Wausau, WSAU FM, Rudolph, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Wisconsin Rapids.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Idaho is burning. And they're using chainsaws to help fight a 160-square-mile wildfire, barely contained, threatening resort areas where celebrities have pricey homes, Ketchum and Sun Valley.
We've been doing a lot of structure protection. We've been working with the local fire departments and preparing the homes that are in the path of the fire.
Firefighting spokeswoman Bonnie Strauss, her 2,300 homes are evacuated. He was ousted in the 2011 uprising. Now amid the new one that has Egypt under a state of emergency, Hosni Mubarak could be set free.